Task 2. You are now discussing the multimedia project with Pauline. Listen to the discussion and write the missing information in the spaces provided in the table and on the note sheet. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Right, Pauline. When we were talking about our multimedia project yesterday, I forgot to take notes. I remember we said yesterday about the pros and cons of each medium.
Yes, we said we'd rather create a DVD than a website because we said it would be too complicated to create a website.
That's true. I also remember we said something about the time frame.
Oh, yes, we said it would take too much time and effort to create a website.
OK. What did we say about an interactive storybook?
We said it'd be too childish to create an interactive storybook.
But an interactive storybook could be quite impressive.
That's true, but I think... rather than submitting a complex project that feels rushed, we should really submit a smaller, more purposeful project that feels complete.
OK, you've got a point. Right, did we say anything about a documentary video?
Yes, we did. We said it would be easy to film a documentary video, so that's a plus. Another advantage is that we can explore a social issue in the video.
To explore a social issue. That's right. I remember we said there were some disadvantages.
Oh, we said we didn't really have the filmmaking skills to make a good documentary video. Besides, it requires a lot of work before filming. For example, we have to gather data, investigate a topic, set up an interview, and write the scripts.
OK, just let me note that down. The disadvantages are no filmmaking skills and requiring too much work before filming.
Actually, we should seriously consider doing an instructional DVD.
An instructional DVD?
Yes, I mean an instructional DVD that gives step-by-step instructions to the audience. For example, we can create an instructional DVD that shows the audience how to take great photographs, how to play the guitar, or how to use Photoshop.
That's a good idea. This kind of instructional DVD is very useful, and it should appeal to students.
The only disadvantage is that it takes time to write the video scripts.
What about creating a multimedia slideshow? Did we discuss that yesterday?
Yes, we did. We said it'd be boring to do a multimedia slideshow because we have done it many times before.
OK, we'll create an instructional DVD then.
Good. OK, now that we've got that sorted out, the next things we have to discuss are our project objective, our target audience, and the scope of our project. Before we think about what our final project will look like, we should really think about our project objective.
OK. Since our final product will be an instructional DVD, our objective is... Let's say to teach the audience how to create something.
Yes, that pretty much is our objective, to teach the audience how to create something.
Now, what about our target audience?
We have to think about who is going to watch our instructional DVD. Of course, I mean, besides Mrs. Clark.
Since it's a class project, I suppose the target audience of the project is our classmates.
That's right. Perhaps we can put it nicely. Let's say our target audience is all Secondary 5 students at Kowloon Secondary School.
OK, that sounds much better than classmates.
Next, we have to consider the scope of our project. We have to decide the number of video clips to be included in the DVD.
I suppose we can put several video clips on the DVD.
I would say at least 4 to 5 video clips. The last thing we need to think about is our project needs. Project needs include hardware and software needs.
Well, for hardware, we obviously need some filming equipment, which we have discussed before. Regarding software, I suppose we'll need some music tracks as well as good video editing software.
Right. We have to bear in mind that all the music we'll use in the video clips must be copyright free.
Copyright free music? Where can we get that?
There are music tracks on the internet that are copyright free.
OK. What about video editing software? We'll need good software to edit the video clips, add a soundtrack and text.
There are free video editing software programs on the internet. Oh, here's a link to a free video editing software program called Video Pro. It's very good and it's free of charge. I think you should check it out.
OK, I'll do that.
Yes. Right, I guess that covers everything about the DVD. That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.